8 minutes after 5 Central African time. It's a beautiful Thursday morning, Yomul Khamis, 18th of Safar 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Thursday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري وأحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 18th of Safar 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Suratul Hajj, chapter number 22 and verses number 58 and 59. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and those people who make hijrat, who migrate in the path of Almighty Allah. What does it mean to make hijrat? Our forefathers, they came from India 150, 160 years ago. People came from other parts of the world 200-300 years ago. But that you will not call hijrah in the true sense of the word. Primarily, remember, the aim was to come here to South Africa and to, for a worldly purpose, for a worldly reason, and that is we will do business, we will do trade and so forth and so on. The hijrat that we are speaking about, the migration here, وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, to practice on Islam, to propagate Islam, to teach the people about Islam, and we ourselves can establish our own state, our own system, and our own sharia, so the divine code. So that is what is meant. Therefore, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the masterpiece be upon him, and the Sahaba left Makkah Mukarrama, migrated to Madinah Munawwara. So regarding them and other people now in other parts of the world who are migrating for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, those who migrate for the pleasure, for the love, for the path of Almighty Allah. ثُمَّ, thereafter, قُتِلُوا, then they are martyred by the enemy. As you see, people go to Syria, people go to Palestine, people go to Libya, and to defend Islam, to defend Muslims, and then they are martyred there. So, matu, or they pass away a natural death while they are in the path of Almighty Allah. So, Almighty Allah promises them, لَيَرْزُقَنَّهُمُ اللَّهُ رِزْقًا حَسَنًا لَيَرْزُقَنَّهُمُ اللَّهُ, surely, definitely, Almighty Allah will confer upon them. Allah will grant them such sustenance, رِزْقًا حَسَنًا, a wonderful, a spectacular, a great sustenance, meaning in the year after, Almighty Allah will honor them. How will Almighty Allah honor them? بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Chapter number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 169-170, that when they pass away in the path of Allah as martyrs, then they are alive, and Almighty Allah alone knows how much honor they'll be given. They'll be given sustenance. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, they will be rejoicing of how Almighty Allah gives them out of His grace and mercy, and they want to go and inform from their families and their heirs and so forth. What honor Almighty Allah gave them. And the announcement is made, Allah khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. There is no fear for you regarding the future, no sadness and grief regarding the past. Chapter 3, verses 169 and 170. So wa inna Allah lahu wa khayrul raziqeen. And verily He, Almighty Allah, He surely is the best of sustainers, nourishers, providers. O you, human being, O Muslim, that you feel that your business is going down, a downturn in the economy, rand dollar 17, rand 50, 17, rand 44, 45. So remember, you wondering what's happening. Leave that, speak to Almighty Allah. Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu. Read the Asma'ullah il-Husna, the wonderful, beautiful names of Almighty Allah. Cry and petition and beg Almighty Allah. Thereafter, now that person passes away in the battlefield, and that person made the supreme sacrifice, is a martyr, or he passed away a natural death, but still in the path of Allah, la yudkhilannahum mudkhalan yardawna. Surely Almighty Allah will grant them an entrance and entry, yardawna, into such a place where they will be so happy, they will be rejoicing and pleased. So all this, the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. But remember, the condition and prerequisite is the person has to pass away with Iman and Islam. The queen dies, this one dies, that one dies, but no Iman, no Islam, then obviously then it is good riddance and straight to the hellfire. Wa inna Allah la alimun haleem. And verily Almighty Allah is all knowing and Haleem. Almighty Allah is all enduring, very, very patient. He does not unleash His punishment and chastisement immediately. He loves us more than our own biological parents. So He gives us million, billion, zillion opportunities that repent and make peace with the Creator and creation. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make us of those who are martyred in His path and pass away in His path. Ameen. Few items of news locally, nationally, internationally. Today, Thursday and tomorrow, there's a big, big meeting taking place there in Uzbekistan. We've been to Uzbekistan. The city is called Samarkand, where the meeting conference will be held. And remember that if you know Uzbekistan, where Samarkand is, you just go 30 kilometers further and there you will find Imam Bukhari rahimahullah is buried in a place called Khartang. So I went there. It was today, Thursday, Friday. We did Jummah Salat there. Thursday we were in Samarkand. So nevertheless, who will be there? All the other bloc. Who's the other bloc? Putin will be there. Yes, Putin, tell them your tactics. Then Xi Jinping will be there. Who Xi Jinping? The leader of China will be there. Then remember, Iran will be there. And then Erdogan will be there of Turkey. Then Afghanistan, they will be there as observer status. Pakistan, the leader will be there. India, the leaders will be there. And like that, they're going to have their own meeting and so forth. So on the sidelines, there will be many other meetings. For example, that Putin and Xi Jinping are going to meet and so forth. And then Modi and Putin and many other meetings like that will be held. So now, remember, the new bloc is coming into action. And that is what you see. People are moving away from the imperialist. And that is now America and Britain and so forth and so on. Let us explain to you what America does. You see, they were given a good whooping, a good thrashing by the Taliban. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We praise Almighty Allah for that. That 48 countries had to turn and put their tails between their legs and run. And then there are 7 billion, 70 billion. Allah alone knows if you take rains, it goes into 70 or what, then what more. So billions of rains, or dollars, 7 billion or 9 billion. Allah alone knows what the real figure is. So what does America do? This money belongs to Afghanistan. Now one side you say that the Afghani people are suffering. There is poverty there and so forth. The money belongs to them, but these Americans, Biden and company, steal that money and now they use it for the Ukraine war. And then yesterday they said, no, we will transfer half of it there into Switzerland. Now I'm asking you, who are the real terrorists? Who are the people who are stealing other people's land, other people's money, other people's assets and so forth? So that is what the Biden administration did. Half the money they kept and half they put in the Switzerland bank and so forth. So you tell me now, where is the justice? And then you complain. You say, no, you must allow freedom for the ladies and females, then we will release the money. So we congratulate our brothers there in Palestine, occupied Palestine. Yesterday they sent one Israeli officer straight to hell. And that's what we encourage. One settler, one bullet. One person in uniform. Everyone is a legitimate target as far as Islamic law goes. How come you don't apply the same law for Israel? They tell the Palestinians that they must demolish their own homes. You steal their land. You occupy their land. You steal their orchards. You bring in more and more settlers. So what do you expect the Palestinian to do? The world has seen that you are baby killers, and yet you, the West, America and Europe, you support them. So what do you expect the Muslim to say? So we will say you are super terrorist. And when one Israeli gets killed, like yesterday the officer got killed, we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Record me whoever wants Jutla and send it to whoever you want. So remember, that is our Islamic law. Our Islamic law is you come to my country, my land, you steal and you occupy and you come and harass our children and you are baby killers. Then we say one settler, one bullet will settle many issues. Then we come to our Palapala. You know what is Palapala? So now the president is going to attend the Queen's funeral. How much will that cost? Who's paying for all that? So you must remember that, you see. These are the things you must learn. So now you must remember, first up, America. We must go and meet the white masters, you see. So go to the White House and meet Biden. Then go there and meet King Charles and so forth. So we suffer from the inferiority complex. You must remember that. Therefore, we have to do some bootlicking. You must remember these type of things. Yeah. Otherwise, what need there is to go there? So you must remember, absolute waste of time. So remember this type of things here. Your country is burning, and remember this, there is no... So somebody put it very, very aptly. They said South Africa is a powerful country. So the other person asked, do you have power, first of all? Mm. So you see, yesterday, today, tomorrow, they said Eskom, DC direct current, AC alternate current, ANC and no current. So Eskom is telling us that today there'll be 4 hours load shedding, tomorrow 4 hours load shedding. So I'm an investor from Europe. I'm an investor from Australia, America, from the East. Remember that Pakistan, India. Will I invest in a country that cannot even organize its own power? So it will be a disaster. Why should I invest? Not third world country, fourth world country. So hopeless, useless, incompetent, remember. Only masters in stealing. Remember this type. Yesterday I was going for prayer, for Salat, or coming back from there, and they said that 18 billion rand is stolen and so forth. And so. Hayazi. We don't know where the money. They called it, you see, very nice name, irregular expenses. Irregular expenses over the years and all these things here. So remember, we are run by a bunch of clowns and jokers. That is the sad, sad reality of South Africa. 27 cabinet ministers. You tell me that, and we have to pay for all their, so you know, antics and all their jokers and all these type of things here. Sad, sad situation. Cry, my beloved country. Allah. Okay, 8:30 to 9, inshallah. Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Maulana Zahid Khan. 11 to 12, the fiqh jurisprudence lesson. Today we discuss mahar, and that is the marital gift, you know, when you get married. And then 1 to 2 will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran, inshallah. Aziz.
I see I've got a mother, Ustaz. She says, Mufti Sahab, my beta is hafiz and treats us like crap. We're over 70 years old, and he gives us his leftovers to eat. Please make dua for him, Ustaz. Anonymous.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sometimes you have people who are hafiz, and they are a great, great asset to their parents and the community. They are qurrata a'yun, they are the coolness of the eyes. And sometimes you have a person who's reading Quran or is hafiz, memorized the Noble Quran, but the Quran is cursing him daily. So you parents, I got no doubt in believing what you say. Your son has turned out not to be a hafiz, but a monster. The hadith of Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Al-Quranu hujjatul laka aw alayk. Remember, the Quran Sharif, he will bear testimony for you or against you. Oh hafiz, do you know the meaning of the following verse? We all Almighty Allah teaches us, when your parents are now in their old age, they 70 years old or more than 70. So what does Quran say? Chapter 17 and verses 23-24. What will answer will you give? وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah has decreed, your sustainer, nourisher, you must worship none except Him, Almighty Allah. Do good unto your parents. Fulfill your duty with beauty. Imma yablughanna indakal kibara ahaduhuma aw kilahuma. If any one of them or both of them have reached their old age by you, meaning you are there and you can see that, fala taqul lahuma uff. Don't even tell them a word that will hurt their feelings. Wala tanharhuma. Do not shout and chide them and criticize them. Yes, sometimes they do something. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Speak to them in an honorable manner. You're flying with your money. You're flying with your degrees. You're flying with the planes and helicopters. وَخَفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Lower your wings of humility in front of your parents and show mercy and compassion to them. وَقُلْ and say, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, have mercy on my parents as they nurtured me when I was a baby and an infant. Chapter 17, verses 23-24. Hafiz up, I'm giving you one warning. Remember this, that you continue giving them all the scraps and leftover and so forth. And every day the tears are rolling down, that whole empire of yours, all that pride and arrogance will be finished here in this world. And the punishment in year after. Who said so? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullu zambin, every vice, every sin a person perpetrates, insha'afa anhu wa insha'adzabahu. It is the prerogative of Almighty Allah. Allah forgive the person or punishes the person, illa uquq al-walidain, except when you are rebellious, disrespectful to your parents. Fa inna allaha yu'ajjilu uquubatahu li sahibi fi al-hayati qabla mawtihi. Allah jalla wala will unleash the punishment in this world before death overtakes you. So my brother, make tawbah, go to your parents, kiss their hand, ask them for forgiveness, and treat them better than you treat your wife and children.
So you need to listen to this one. He's an anonymous listener. He says, addresses himself as Mr. J. He says, good morning to you, sir. I was incarcerated for a crime I did not commit, locked up in jail for 3 years to be found innocent after my release. What hurt me most was seeing your Muslims in jail for crimes unmentionable and them not turning to God for assistance, not even praying on a Friday. Please, can you guys teach Islam in prisons to your Muslim brothers? Mr. J, Ustad.
Mr. J, yeah, there are three parts. Number one, you say you were in jail and in prison, incarcerated, and after 3 years, you were found not guilty. So you got two options. Either you forgive them or either you sue them. Sue the Minister of Police, sue the Minister of Justice and whoever else. So that will be permissible for you. Regarding Muslims and so forth, I always told you, Mr. J, that remember, we are not here to defend the Muslims of South Africa or the world. We are here to teach and preach Islam in its pristine purity. What you are saying, we got no doubt in it. I visited so many prisons and so forth. And remember, we can see what is really happening there. But alhamdulillah, my own student, remember that, Maulana Azim Khatib, he was the chief chaplain of South Africa, and he's done a wonderful job. Then we have other ulama there in Durban, PE, and so forth and so on. They all are trying, so we are doing something about it. It might not be 90% or 100%, but it is over 50%. Your statement is true. We don't doubt that many Muslims are there in jail, and they don't pray, they carry on. But remember, you can't paint everybody with the same brush. May all my Allah reward the ulama, our Qari Shabir Asmal and our Mufti Siraj Desai and all of them, mashallah, that they are trying, and all may Allah reward them and accept their sacrifices.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Somebody says, Ustad, that I have a camel as a pet, Ustad, from Maputo. They want to know, can I make Qurbani for him next year, Ustad?
So you might mean that you slaughtered the camel you got and you have kept it there 100%, but remember that camel must be 5 years old. Then only you can make the Qurbani of it. If you got goat and sheep, it must be 1 year old. If you got the cow and ox and buffalo and all that, 2 years old. And camel must be 5 years old, or that's minimum, or more. Then only the Qurbani, the sacrifice, during our festival of Eid al-Adha, then it will be valid and acceptable.
Well, sir, I've got a brother here from, he says, from Senton. If I tell you, Mufti AK, Mr. Putin has his evil things, would you accept it, yes or no? And even Imran Khan is a sellout. Check your news, Mufti AK, Ustad.
Remember, that's why we say that he is a harami. I said it 100 times, but you need one harami to sort out what you think your Biden is a good guy, what you think that your Prince Charles and your Queen and that are good guys, what you think Israel and Europe are good guys. That, remember, America, Britain, all of them guilty of helping the Israelis and the rogue apartheid terrorist regime against the Palestinians. So remember this, Putin has warned them many a time. So therefore, we don't support Putin blindly. We support him because this is a proxy war fought by Ukraine on behalf of America, on behalf of Europe, France, and Germany, and Britain, and all these characters. So therefore, we support him. As far as Imran Khan goes, I told you 100 times, I committed million, billion sins, Allah alone knows he committed, but compare him to your current Pakistani government, bunch of chores they are. You must remember, they came from Chor Bazaar. You see, when the British were there in India, they stole and stole and they put in their museums. So Dr. Shashi Tharoor said, "Ye to Chor Bazaar hai." So this is where all the crooks have put all their things there. So that is your Pakistan government currently, bunch of chores and corrupt. That I'm telling you, everyone was given a bribe and then they had vote of no confidence in Imran Khan. So Imran is better than the current lord. My brother, I don't think you understand politics because you follow the media, your mainstream media. Mainstream media, they make you herd mentality. They told you take a vaccine, so you you took vaccine. One buttocks, one vaccine. Another buttock, another vaccine. Then monkeypox. You see, that's what you all believe in. We told you day one, all this is haram. So that, what I told you, Allah is showing you now. But you don't listen, you know.
Haq, Ustad, haq. I see Mr. Governor says, can I donate my heart as organ transplant to a Muslim, Ustad, Mr. Governor?
Mr. Governor, I assume and presume, thank you for calling us and waking up early to listen to us. We really appreciate it. So you, I think you're not a Muslim. So if you want to donate your kidney, your eyes, your heart, for you, it's permissible. You're not Muslim. But for a Muslim to go and donate his heart and so forth, it's not permissible. Remember, so we will tell the Muslim that all this heart transplant and all that, they must stay away. As a donor, as a receiver, all these type of things. We say ventilator, no ventilator. Yesterday I spoke to my family members there in Tongat. My cousin is very, very ill there. Allah make easy for her. Our sister Rashida, and we told the family, make dua. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khair allaha fa'ahiyya wa in kanatil wafatu khair allaha fatawafaha. Ya Allah, if life is better, give a life. If death is better, give a death. And I told the doctor, who's part of our family, I say, don't make mistake of ventilator and all these issues. Remember, we as Muslims believe death will come on the appointed time. Whether you have transplant, don't have transplant. Whether you have ventilator, don't have ventilator. Mr. Governor, I'm sure this much you know. Who did the first world transplant in the world? Chris Barnard. And then he became world famous. And who was his patient? You remember? Louis Washkansky. He lived for a few days or weeks and then he died. So remember, and what happened to Chris Barnard? That fame went into his head and he lost his wife, everything. And then he got married to another one and this one. And then he couldn't hold even one scalpel, nothing he could hold. His hands used to shake like this. Allah is showing you that when I want, I will make you so famous, and when I want to disgrace you, I will humiliate you in front of the whole world. So that is the sad reality, my brother, Mr. Governor.
Ustad, I've got here brother Ronnie. He says that, so AK, when will be the end of time, and how will we know? Ustad Ronnie.
My brother Ronnie, let me give you the situation, micro and macro. You, Ronnie, that you know Ronnie Kessler's, you must read his biography. You must read what he has to say about the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. He calls them the baby killers. So read about him. Good, interesting guy. So anyway, my brother Ronnie, is like you asking me or asking your physician, when are you going to die? Today you're 45, 50 years old, and you're asking me whether you're going to see next year or 5 years or 10 years. Nobody can tell you that. But death is inevitable. I will die, you will die, where we will die, when we will die. All that is only known to Almighty Allah. So when you know you are going to pass away, my brother Ronnie, I know that I'm going to die and pass away. So the question we have to ask ourselves, what are we prepared? Ourselves the day we meet our Creator. So that is the main question. So how will we meet Him? Will He be pleased with us? Will He be displeased with us? Similarly, my brother, that is the micro. My death, your death. Then the macro, when everybody, everything shall perish, only He, the Khalik, the only Creator, the only Supreme Being worthy of worship, that He was, He is, He always will be. Chapter 28, verse 88, Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajah. Everybody, everything shall perish. He was, He is, He always will be. That is God, capital G, the one and only Supreme Being. Chapter 28, verse 88. You want a small description just for your me, for your puny little brains and my puny little brains, brother Ronnie? I read for you. Chapter, very easy reference. Chapter 22. 2 verse 2. وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. That's much, you know, Ronnie. You know, in the weekend, long weekend, the people are there by the pub, the people are there by the club, the people are drunk like you can't believe. They had their wine, dine, and swine. When they emerge from there, they can't drive, they can't do anything, and so forth. They don't even know what who they slept, and so forth. So Almighty Allah tells us, chapter 22, verse 2, وَتَرَ النَّاسَ سُكَارَى. You will see people on the day of justice as though as they drunk and intoxicated, but they're not drunk and intoxicated. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But the punishment of Almighty Allah is very, very severe. So that is the macro. When will it happen? How will it happen? All that only Almighty Allah knows, all the finer details, my brother Ronnie.
Ustaz, I've got, before we cross over to Mulana, I've got one more from Benjamin. He says, I see all the presidents in your eyes are very bad, AK. I mean, Israel, India, Pakistan, Russia, Ukraine, South Africa. So why don't we have a female president? Have you thought of it? Ustaz Benjamin.
My brother Benjamin, I pose this question to you. How come America never had a female president? Hillary thought she will win, but Trump trumped her. You remember? She nearly went off a rocker. So remember that. Why didn't Israel, until now, it doesn't have a female president? They had 5 female prime minister. So remember Golda Meir, but never had a female president in Israel. So why they don't have, my brother? So in Islam, if you are asking me from an Islamic perspective, the Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yufliha qawmun wallaw amrahum imra'a," that never will a nation prosper when they have female president. See Britain, Margaret Thatcher, then this new one came, and Pakistan, Benazir Bhutto, all went downwards. Remember that. So that is why Islam says you can't have female president and prime minister. So everything must follow the natural system, my brother. Allah Ta'ala give our brothers everywhere in the world tawfiq that we practice on justice and make dua Putin and Xi Jinping. Let them, inshallah, take decisions which will be beneficial for the Muslims and inshallah for humanity. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.